a federal conservation program that's helped pay for neighborhood parks and big attractions like the Gettysburg Battlefield just expired. State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk looks at what's at stake if Congress doesn't reauthorize funding.
Larry Jackson spends so much time at Hunter Park that his basketball is a little flat.
I just come down here and shoot hoops, you know, in my spare time. It helped me ease my mind a lot.
This park in the Pittsburgh suburb of Wilkinsburg has basketball courts, a playground, and a walking trail, funded in part by a grant via the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The program distributes up to $900 million each year to conservation and recreation projects throughout the country, but it's in limbo right now. Despite bipartisan support for the program, Congress let it expire at the end of September. When I tell Jackson about this, he says he'd like to see the fund stick around.
I mean, absolutely, you know, because it's not just us, it's the kids too. You know, the kids need somewhere to come and play at.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund has existed since the 60s. It's doled out billions of dollars the federal government collects from offshore oil and gas royalties. The Pennsylvania Environmental Council recently mapped out all the projects funded in the state. I meet up with Senior Vice President John Walliser, who pulls up the map on his computer. It's covered in hundreds of dots.
It's a pretty wide-ranging fund that's used from everything, sort of the big-ticket items that you would think of, like helping protect Valley Forge, funding the Flight 93 Memorial, the Appalachian Trail.
And many local parks.
I realized that my neighborhood park was funded by it, so the same park where my kid 10 years ago was going down slides and on swings, and now his cross-country team runs races there. That's where their course is.
Congress can't agree on how to continue the program. Several bills would make the fund permanent. Not every lawmaker supports that idea, and some think they should prioritize the backlog of maintenance needs at national parks. Some years, much of the funding goes to federal conservation efforts, so the amount left for states fluctuates. One proposal would guarantee states a 40% cut. Pennsylvania's top conservation official, Cindy Adams-Dunn, is on board.
What we find is, as much as we all love to visit a national park, that might be something, you know, we do on a vacation, but what we can do after work or after school or on a weekend is usually, you know, a nearby park.
Dunn is secretary of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Her agency uses the money each year for grants to state and community projects. Say you're a city recreation manager and the pool and baseball diamonds at a local park need an upgrade. You might apply for money from Dunn's agency.
At this stage of the grant process, communities are reaching out to our park and recreation advisors, and the signal they give to the communities on how likely they can get funded is really important.
The state plans to give out over $45 million in conservation grants this year. Much of it will come from state sources, but it includes nearly $6 million from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That $6 million would be zero next year if the fund remains expired. Without it, competition increases for state dollars. Lindsay Dill with the Allegheny Land Trust says state money helps her group fundraise around preserving green spaces.
That makes it easier to go to those foundations and those individuals and say, we just need you for this piece. So if we're missing a bigger piece of that funding, it's going to be harder to close the deal.
To protect places like the Audubon Greenway, northwest of Pittsburgh, where she takes me on a hike.
You can see the sun is filtering through the trees and the colored leaves are starting to fall on the ground. And it's just a really nice shaded trail to enjoy some peace and quiet.
The Land Trust has preserved over 400 acres like this in the Sewickley Valley, but it's broken up into parcels. Dill's group would like to acquire more land to connect trails. They hope Congress renews the program soon so that projects like that don't get pushed years down the road. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.